And it's time now for Talkin' Books. We are joined in the studio by the one and only Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department. Most of the things that I just mentioned that are happening in the next couple of days, she has got her hands all over. So thank you for taking time out of your like 25-hour-a-day schedule to be here today. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great. And really, it's my hands and many, many hands. I will say it's great to have y'all as a partner on all of these things. And thank you for mentioning all of these things. But the Juneteenth planning, it's really been awesome. I mean, this started with an idea that came to us from the school system, from their Office of Equity, like last September. So we've been working on this, and at first it was, let's have a big festival party at Hargraves, and then can't really do that. Yeah. Then what do we do?
I admire the optimism right. back in September of saying, oh, I'm sure in June right? everything will be perfect again.
All this will be over and done with.
Well, it's been really tricky because as we got closer,
right.
we like, were like, wait a minute, things actually are getting better. So it's right. been a tricky planning, but gosh, everybody from the NAACP to the Jackson Center to the schools to CASI and the Downtown Partnership. My name is connected to all of it, but really the work has been done by all of our partners, and it's going to be awesome.
Just a ton of people coming together and some great events. You've got the launch with Reese Palmer and CASI and CJ Suit and Fred Joyner and all those folks on Friday, and then the motorcade on Saturday, which will be super fun. Save the Music downtown.
Yeah. So those are we really tried to hit that mix of some safe in-person things. So the motorcade is going to be super fun. I really hope folks turn out. Music's going to be awesome. There's the live music downtown Saturday night. And what we're trying to sort of frame it as is do the motorcade. Well, first, either before or after the motorcade, stop by Carborough Town Commons because the Youth Council is doing a thing there. Then do the motorcade and then leave the motorcade, stop by one of the Black-owned restaurants that the NAACP is promoting, and then hear all the Save the Music. So there's really a whole Saturday afternoon through through evening. But then also, if you're not up to going out, there's tons of online content that will drop. So we've got four different musical performances. We've got Story Time for Kids with Donna Washington. We've got Kelly Starling Lyons, who's the Piedmont Poet Piedmont Laureate, will be reading a story as well. There's more content being added all the time. So content goes live, I think, Friday night through the weekend. Go see live music, look at virtual music, take a history walking tour, do all the things.
Nice. Listen to us from 3 to 5,
so
we'll have Juneteenth programming. I was talking with Kenny Dyke because he and I will be programming those 2 hours, and this was a couple of days ago. Kenny was like, do you think we have enough music to fill an hour? And I sent him a list of all of the local artists. He's like, here's who I'm thinking we might add. And he was like, let's do 2 hours. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love
it's just
it.
Gonna be nonstop music, and it's gonna be fantastic.
I'll say that in the same lines with that, one thing that we've been really thoughtful about with the planning of it, and I'm not sure, I think we got close. The early vision was 100% of the vendors, artists, everyone that is in this is Black or mm-hmm. Black owned. So what's cool about it is if you look at the logo, that was done by a Black graphic artist in Carborough. When you see the video, that was done by a Black videographer. We ordered some t-shirts and stickers. Those were done through a Black-owned, what do you call it, the swag company, the people that make the things,
the merch company.
Which is a really nice kind of backstory of this whole thing. So
nice.
We're also, we'll take a breath after this weekend, we'll get together and do a debrief, and then we'll start planning for next year, which is when we'll all show up at Hargraves and really throw a big party.
I don't know if you have the answer to the question. You mentioned the list of Black-owned restaurants and businesses downtown. Where is that list? Can I get online and find it?
You can get it at Chapel Hill Carborough, Juneteenth.com. You can also get it through the NAACP website. They're doing a whole scavenger hunt. So Donna Jones got together with Empowerment and the Chamber, and they bought access to this app called Goose Chase, so you can do like challenges, like get lunch at Mama Dips and visit the Chapel Hill Nine Marker and do different challenges, and then you win prizes and things. So you can see a list of the restaurants and then also other Black-owned businesses either on the Juneteenth website or on the NAACP site.
Awesome. That Juneteenth website is Chapel Hill Carborough, Juneteenth.com, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.org, I think, for the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. And, of course, Chapel Hill Public Library.org for more on the library, including some Juneteenth recommendations on the website as well. So let's talk Juneteenth books and recommend some.
Let's do it.
You want to start?
I'll start because mine was super easy.
All right.
I'm going to recommend something that we haven't talked about yet, which is so Friday night, the kickoff video premieres at 7, and then at 7:30 we go live over to Flyleaf, who will be hosting Annette Gordon-Reed, who's a Pulitzer Prize winning scholar and writer. She'll be in conversation with UNC's Dr. William Sturkey, which that's going to be a heck of a conversation to be a part of. And she'll be talking about her new book, which is called On Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to recommend that book. It's a very short book. It's like 120 pages. It's a series of essays about her growing up in Texas as a Black woman in a Black family. It's about the Texas history, Black history, the history of Juneteenth, and also some sort of very thoughtful observations about where we are now. It's a wonderful read. It's a quick read. And if you like that, but you want something beefier, longer, her other books are wonderful. She's really known for her writings on Sally Hemings and Thomas Jefferson. So the other book that I would recommend by her is the Hemingses of Monticello, which is like 800 pages, but really, really
But I didn't
great.
Know she was the same author. That's
yes.
cool.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
She's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
We kind of got a bit
For
like...
For sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I'm glad you recommended one beefier book because you were talking about like, oh, this is 120 pages and I know what book I want to recommend. And it's the two books that I want to recommend are both super long, but also incredibly engaging and good. So Juneteenth is the celebration of the emancipation of slaves at the end of the Civil War and that day in Galveston, Texas,
Galveston.
Right? Galveston, Texas, where slaves first learned of their freedom. That was a very big step in the process of moving closer and closer towards equality and equity, not even close to being the last step. And the next phase of American history that immediately followed that is the age of Reconstruction, which still a lot of Americans don't know nearly as much about as they should. There was a lot of misinformation that made its way into history textbooks for decades and decades, and that's still an issue. And it's a really, really complicated thing that history classes tend to gloss over a lot more than they should. So I'll recommend two amazing books on that period in American history. One is just called Reconstruction by Eric Foner, who is just an amazing historian, and that book just kind of changed the game in terms of the way that people understood Reconstruction. Unfortunately, it changed the game because there was an earlier book about Reconstruction that came out, I think, 50 years earlier that didn't change the game because it didn't get the respect that it deserved at the time, but people have brought it back since, and that's Black Reconstruction in America by W.E.B. Du Bois, both of which are long and dense, but also really, really fast reads as well, and just fascinating stories about a really difficult and troubling and important period in American history. So those two as well.
So I'll see you those two, and okay. I'll raise you one more.
All right, go
I
for it.
I thought you were going to mention this book. I'm going to recommend Stony the Road by Henry Louis Gates Jr., which is Reconstruction, White Supremacy, and the Rise of Jim Crow.
It's another good
and
one.
And the NAACP, it was just before COVID, I feel like, did a whole series, like they did a community read on this. There was a program at the library. It's a really great book. So one more for the mix there.
Chapel Hill Carborough, Juneteenth.com for more on Juneteenth events in and around Chapel Hill and Carborough, all of which are going to be on Friday and Saturday. Susan Brown, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.